Money FM 89.3, the best of the breakfast huddle. The bigger picture, only on Money FM 89.3.
Good morning. Welcome to The Bigger Picture. And we are zooming in on commodity currencies as we look for more reopening progress from China. So that is expected to lift demand to some extent. And of course, demand for exports from the likes of Australia, also commodities could benefit. So we'll be diving into what it means for the outlook for the Australian dollar, the New Zealand dollar, and Chinese yuan and more. And we'll be unpacking it with Fan Wee Leong. He is the CIO for Track Record. Morning, V. How are you doing today?
Hi, morning, Ryan. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. So lots to unpack as we look forward to a new year with China, you know, looking to reopen, a lot happening and playing out to expect. And let's start with the Australian dollar. Interestingly, it's risen to a fresh five-month high against the US dollar yesterday off the back of hotter-than-expected inflation data at 7.8% for its fourth quarter. That is also close to a 32-year high. And I understand you're actually quite neutral on the Australian dollar. Help us walk through your thinking here.
Okay, cool. So on the Australian dollar, as you said, the annual inflation rate surprised the upside yesterday. And this is, in fact, the highest print since first quarter of 1990, is a long time ago. So, of course, the Australian dollar received a boost. But I believe that you are absolutely right about the reopening of China being a driver of market for some time going forward as well. But Australian dollars is not the best way to express this because it's kind of the derivative trade of it. But it has been doing well, as you said. It's a 5 month high, but it's also primarily because of the pullback in the US dollars. But going forward, it will continue to trade that way because I think it's going to benefit a lot from the reopening of China. And that's very interesting because for China, it's not only that it's the domestic flights have recovered to 80% of pre-COVID levels, but it's also that recently, on Tuesday, the head of the Statistics Bureau reportedly said at a press conference that the China economy must make a turnaround in 2023. And saying must is a very rare occurrence, right, for a high-ranking official. And that I think that expresses the determination of the Chinese government to continue to boost the economy and putting priority of that, implementing policies that will boost the economy across the board in the months ahead. So I believe the Chinese yuan will continue to appreciate. We have been very bullish on the Chinese currency for since last year. And of course, I think the trend will continue. And I prefer that as the primary expression of the trade.
All right. And I'm just looking at Australian dollar. It's up around 2.9% in the past week against the greenback and up around 5.6% against the US dollar. And like you pointed out, it might not have as much upside as other pairings. So maybe it's worth looking elsewhere. And you are seemingly more bullish on the Chinese yuan when it comes to upside. Do you have any idea what we're looking at when it comes to potential upside in the days ahead due to the reopening? And of course, looking at the central bank policy settings as well, still quite accommodative in that sense.
I think they're going to be accommodative for some time because the Chinese economy is a bit different from the rest, right? It's been slowing down. In fact, they have, as I said, they have stated that the intention to boost it recently. All the projections for among the provinces was for half of the provinces were projecting higher than 5.5% growth. And this is quite aggressive given the last year's growth was slowing down to below 3%. And what I think is happening as well to dollar China is that dollar yen has been coming off aggressively since hitting the highs of 150. So it's also one of the components in the Chinese trade-rated currencies, the basket that they're using to manage the currency. So that's also helping dollar Chinese yuan to go lower as well. Coming back to Australia, though, we are going to see some resistance at the 72 cents level. But if that should break, then I think that it will pull in a lot of momentum funds as well, tracking this Aussie dollar higher going ahead as well.
Yeah, since you touched on the Japanese yen, is in the past month up around 3.2% against the greenback. And of course, we've been seeing headlines about how expectations are starting to rise that the BOJ might start to tighten based on what's been doing with its tweaks to the 10-year JGB ceiling. So that's something that's in focus, and I've been hearing how some expectations for the JPY to have upside of nearly 10% this year. Is that close to your expectations?
Yeah, I think it's also a very interesting trade as well, given that the BOJ Governor Karuda has been quite adamant on not changing policy for some time, and the expectation was for him to not change policy until his tenure ends in April this year. But of course, the pressure was so great, the political pressure so great, that he had to tweak the yield curve policy controlling the 10-year Japanese government bond yield in December, and it was a big surprise to the market. In January, he kept policy unchanged, and he insisted that he will continue to ease monetary policy and ease even more if possible. If necessary, not if possible. Possible is for him, it's always possible. But I think with his term coming to an end, the pressure for the new governor to tweak policy further is going to grow. The problem is that inflation is continuing to track higher, and it is starting to affect, and it has already started to affect the mass population, in that they are quite unhappy with the extreme weakness of the yen against many, many currencies, right? So I think the pressure will only grow, and central banks, when they tend not to change policy over long periods of time, but when they do tweak the policy in one direction, it's much like a huge oil tanker, right? Once they switch direction, it will continue to go in the new direction for a long time to come. We should see dollar-yen go much lower from here, I think.
Yeah. Another currency that's worth looking at perhaps is the Canadian dollar, because the Bank of Canada overnight hiked rates and seemed to be the first major central bank to signal a pause. And you are positive on the Canadian dollar medium to long term. Walk us through what sort of upside we're looking at.
Well, it's, again, as you pointed out, it's the first of the major currencies to pause, but that is not really, it's usually when the central bank is dovish or they're pausing their interest rate hikes after long periods of interest rate hikes, you will see weakness in the currency. If it's less than, there's no rate hikes, then currency will weaken. But we did not see that yesterday because it's very well anticipated.
Mm.
And also, given that Canadian dollars were heavily tied to the performance of oil, because they are major exporters of commodities and oil, and we haven't seen weakness in the Canadian dollar despite the extreme weakness of oil and other resources as well, right? So I think that is a good sign that Canadian dollar is well supported, and I believe it's going to continue to appreciate. But it's also a function of the weakness in the dollar in the past few weeks as well. I do believe it's going to track the overall weakness of the dollar going forward, because when the Fed pauses, and for some time the Fed has been very adamant about not pausing the interest rate hikes, but the market is not believing that, because this is the same Federal Reserve who told us that in November 2021, prior to November 2021, they were telling us repeatedly that inflation was transitory. Of course, it was transitory to them until it hit 8%, and to them, it started a panic. It's not transitory anymore. Right now, they're saying that inflation is still a problem, and yet we have seen for the last 3 months, inflation has surprised to the downside in the U.S. We have a big data release coming tomorrow, the PCE price index, which is an inflation data point that is a preferred metric of inflation for the U.S. Federal Reserve. So if that should surprise to the downside, I think we will see further weakness in the dollar.
Yeah, we'll see if that's enough to change the mind or the tune for the Federal Reserve next week when we get an FOMC meeting. So that's going to be another policy setting to watch out for. We've been chatting with Fan Wee Leong. He is the CIO for Track Record, helping us to break down the outlook for commodity currencies amid the reopening of the Chinese economy. Wee, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.